This is about stop, look, and listen. Stop faking that you're in the kingdom, or that you understand the kingdom, or that is the kingdom of God that's working in your life. Look at what it is that you're doing and how it is that you are submitted to the kingdom, how much of your life you really own, and listen to what it is that we have to say here today. I'm Apostle Baker J. Baker, who is a doctor in psychology and the head doctor of Optimize Your Brain Challenge. And I have Apostle Marshall McGee with me today, who is also just crazy about the kingdom of God. And we're going to talk about that today. Come on in, Apostle Marshall.
Greetings. If I can just say real quick, the Optimize Your Brain Challenge is probably one of the best things I ever partook of. And we're doing the boot camp now, and I'm telling people hither and thither how amazing it is. And I just want to encourage you, go to Facebook or check our Facebook page in the next few days. The links will be on there.
Give your Facebook information so that they can come through you. Go ahead.
Marshall McGee. I have the link. In fact, I think I got a link the other day. So we'll be putting that on our page. Just Marshall McGee. I don't have another. And so you can just go to my page and look at it and hit the link. And let's do this. I mean, you will be glad you did. What an investment into your life. Because God has brought us into a time, as I said last week, He's putting pressure on us and He's putting a demand on us. We've got to stretch now. We must expand if real increase is going to manifest in our lives. That's the season we're in. Mm-hmm. So come on, let's embrace this thing and let's do this in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, okay.
Have to tell people to like this channel and to share it and all that kind of stuff. You know, we're kind of clumsy on that. We just got good stuff and we're clumsy on that. But anyway, do the YouTube stuff and everything.
Like it and share. I want to read the scripture. I want to start off there. And again, we're just opening this dialogue up. If you saw us last week, we just kind of beginning some dialogue in this area. But I want to start with the Philippians chapter 3. Verse 20 to 21. And I think this is, again, one of the things I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to get for now is understanding the principle of kingdom citizenship. Now, let me read this scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And this is the New King James. And I want to just kind of flow down through here for a little bit. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. Now, the Passion says it like this, but we are, watch this, a colony of heaven on earth. Wow, did you get that? We are a colony of heaven on earth. So you got to think about colonization. And how do we become a colony? Let's continue. As we cling tightly to our life giver, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our humble bodies and transfigure us into the identical likeness of his glorified body. And using his matchless power, he continually subdues everything to himself. Now stay with me. I'm going to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers, this is because we're coming to the kingdom now. We are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So notice, our citizenship is referenced in our joint position with Christ in the heavenly places. Remember Ephesians 2:6, that he raised us up together with him and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now watch this. So I'm going to say something. Hold on to your seat. Hold on to your hat. I'm going to say something. If you're real religious, it's going to upset you. But that's okay. You'll get over it. Heaven is not our goal. Ooh, let me say that again. Heaven is not our goal. It's our starting place. Because our understanding is sourced in the Savior, Jesus Christ. We learn to fully embrace the Lord. The salvation that Jesus is the author of, it refashioned our bodies of clay. And then what it does, it begins to elevate us into the same pattern of heavenly glory. Because I believe that the more I see him, the more I see myself, and my identification is in him. Why? Because the scripture teaches us that that we are sons of God. We're not just citizens as well, but we're also sons. And it hasn't appeared yet who we're going to be. But we know when we see him, when we get a revelation of him, we'll see him as he is. Because why? Because we'll be just like him. So here's the contradiction that we might sometimes have to face, and that's the frailty of the flesh. Because the frailty of our flesh cannot compare to the glorious splendor that is this of our life in him. And that glory is displayed or demonstrated, I like to use the word outworked, or outworked through our physical human body. Even his body, the Lord's body, was raised from the dead according to the working of the dynamic power of God. The same spirit that raised him from the dead, according to Romans 8, shall also quicken or make alive our mortal body. So therefore, he subdues everything to himself. Now, let me just give you this. You can jump in any minute. I want to give you this definition because we're talking about citizenship. Citizenship is the Greek word politeia, P-O-L-I-T-E-I-A, and it means the right of citizenship. It means that one could be called a citizen. And so when you understand that word, when you think of political in the sense, in that sense, it always is going to connect in this Greek word to citizenship. So you can be called a citizen. And also it implies only as a member of a community who is sent to govern, because he's made us king, priests, and lords. La, hallelujah. Because he's giving us, he's trusted us as we understand this revelation with a measure of rule that we govern in his stead as our environments, our communities are being colonized by the government of heaven. And so this is part of what citizenship begins to look like, and it's not something that we keep putting off to a further date or a further time. And I really believe this becomes very, very important. Because if we keep putting off till someday, or by and by when the morning comes, I grew up in church, so I remember all those songs. And we always look to the future. When is heaven coming? Heaven has arrived. And so when we talk about these kingdom things and understanding our citizenship, we begin to get that part of the revelation that heaven. We mentioned this last week, but heaven is not coming. It has, or not so much heaven, but the kingdom, God's government. Let me just say it like that. Because people are trying to go to heaven, and God is saying, no. I want you to bring my government into the earth realm. I ain't ready for you to come now. I got you here, and I deposited the revelation of my kingdom in you so that you, by virtue of that seated place in the heavens, can bring his government into the earth realm and see it manifested first with your life, and then again, it begins to outwork from there. What some wonderful opportunities that lie ahead of us as we understand these truths. Because the kingdom of heaven, the rulership of God the Father, has arrived. It has arrived. And let me just, it's a reality that you and I have been reborn and recreated by his Spirit, that we can begin to live in that reality again. Because now we are reconnected by virtue of the sacrifice of the cross. And so in that context, even in the kingdom, since we don't own anything, what is it that we're supposed to be sacrificing? He paid the price. He made the sacrifice already so that we can just reap the benefits of what he did. And I think this is important because I wish I could. Well, this is saying the kingdom way. Telling it like it is. That's the name of this program. And listen, you know what? If you get into this thing right, it'll begin to even improve your health. It will begin to influence and improve your life. Why? Because the kingdom of God, think in terms of government, his government rule begins to come to bear. Because in God's government, just like in the U.S., they have Obamacare and they got Medicare and they got Medicaid. But in the kingdom, you can have divine health. You got healing till you can get there, till you can get to divine health. So our government has a health care plan also. I said Sunday to our congregation, because I was talking a little bit about the kingdom before I got into my teaching, and I said, and I used to say this, don't know how come I got away from it. I said, I literally, if I can be a little transparent, I literally, a couple of weeks ago, I repented. And I said, Father, forgive me for taking responsibility for my life and the things that concern my life, because I've taken responsibility. I said, will you forgive me? And I really, in my heart, I repented. Because I really want to get back to government housing. Because I decided I'm going to live in government housing where the king pays my mortgage. That's not a burden to me. Are y'all there?
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Apostle Marshall, when you went over to Philippians, okay, This is so powerful here. It says when Paul was talking about, I press towards the mark of the high call in Christ. When you press towards the mark, well, what is the mark? The mark is completing the thing that was placed on the inside of you. You ain't ready to go to heaven until you have walked in the kingdom of God and manifested and allowed the kingdom of God to manifest not only in your life, but in the lives of those that you have been sent to. You ain't ready to go. You don't even qualify to go to heaven. We do not qualify. I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, I have not qualified yet. I have not poured into the people that God has placed in my charge. I have not left the legacy. I have not gotten them to the place that the legacy that I am to leave, to impart, to embed in them, so that they smell like me, they act like me, because I smell like him and act like him. And the mark of the high call, the place that you have been called to bring the people to. This is time to stop all this mess. Stop talking about what the church didn't do. You are the church. It's what you're saying. I'm not doing it. Every time you say the church is not doing this, the church is not doing this, you're talking about yourself. Preachers, let's us, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and preachers, we do this because we ain't got nothing else to say. We talk about what somebody else is not doing because we're not willing to do it ourselves. And it's time to stop. By the time your brain takes it, this is the reason that you don't succeed. Because when you keep talking about what's not happening, your brain is saying they don't want anything to happen. And when you start to complain, this is why the Bible tells you, he says, if there's any good thing, if there's any great thing, if there's anything favorable, if there's any of that, speak on those things. You're never going to get people out of church hurt. You're never going to get people out of this or out of that or out of the other until you start speaking life into them. This is the way even the human body works. This is the way the brain works. This is the way the head works, so that the head can start to talk. And your head can start to talk as the head of the church starts to talk. And then it comes out of the colon. It comes out of the behind, so that it's there. It's living what it is that he's talking about. It's that time. It's kingdom time. It's doing it the kingdom of God way. It's time to stop being talking about what's not happening and start to allow it to be what has. Everybody knows what's not happening. You said it enough. So let's stop and start to talk about what we're making happen, what we're walking forward to. You keep looking back, you'll never do anything other than go back. And I'll shut up now.
Okay. Are you done?
What is a minute? I'm serious. If we're talking about the kingdom of God is not backwards.
Come on.
I mean, the kingdom of God is not backwards. And Jesus came to bring the kingdom. And here it is that we're looking and we're saying what the human body is not doing. I mean, that's a slap. That's a slap. That's saying that we don't care what you did. We'd rather keep in religion, even though we're talking like we're not in religion.
Yes.
I mean, that's the heart that I sense. That's the heart that I am. Because I don't have no going backwards. I'm almost 80 years. I'm almost 80 and will stay. I'm around 80 something years old. And I guarantee you that these years I have, I am not going to spend it pleasing man. I'm going to spend it bringing man out of bondage and bringing them into where it is that God wants them to go. I'm going to end up leading, whether I lead, because nobody leads and everybody likes them at that particular moment. But when as I succeed and as I bring you into it, then you're going to talk about how great it is, how great it was. Well, baby, I'm willing to pay the price, because you and every other citizen of the kingdom is worth it.
That's right. That's right. This is, we're talking about his government. Think of government. Think of government. I want to, let me read this scripture. This is, gosh, I keep looking, I ain't going to look at this clock because I get, time flies. Isaiah chapter 9, and we've heard this. Usually we use it for people use it for Christmas, and I think sometimes because of religious ideology, our interpretations get a little off, because we build our interpretation out of our religious reality, because you can't generally work outside of your reality, which comes out of what you believe. And one of the things, and I've said this, and I'm going to keep saying it till the Lord stops me, is that the Heavenly Father, this kingdom of God, can only operate in truth, not lies, not innuendos, not I think, not I feel, and all of the stuff. But he can only respond and operate in truth. Now watch this, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The child's born, and then the son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. That's kingdom. Will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7 is what I want to get to. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And I'm going to stop there. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from time forward, even so. But this is where I want to go back to verse 7. Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. Here's a governing principle of the kingdom when you really begin to touch it. One of the governing principles of the kingdom of God is never-ending increase. Woo, Jesus. Did you see that? That's a governing principle. Never ending increase. But the government, because in the kingdom you don't own none, so the government can't be on your shoulders, it's got to be on his. And when we come into that principle and understand our citizenship, we come into it and we begin to benefit from the kingdom law of never ending increase. I remember the other week when you were teaching And you talked about the woman, they were going to sell their sons, and she got every vessel. And she got every vessel. She borrowed some from neighbors. And the oil kept coming till there was nothing left to pour into. Never ending increase. Can you think that? Can you fathom that? What does that look like? Think about the oil not running out. Think about Elijah in a 3.5 year drought, and the word of the Lord comes to him, go to Zarephath, because I commanded a woman there. And this is after the brook dried up, to take care of you. And she said, I don't know. I only got this little oil and some meal. Anyway, so never any increase looks like this. Think about it. The famine, the drought was like about 3.5 years, at least 3 years. And imagine 3 years never running. You didn't go to the grocery store. You didn't go down to borrow anything from a neighbor. But it kept going. That's what increase looks like. That's what kingdom increase begins to look like. It doesn't run out. And when you really tap into this, Apostle Baker, I really believe you may not always have, because remember, in the kingdom, wealth is not based on what you accumulate. It's based on what you can legally access, not what you can accumulate. So even if your accumulation of money gets low, there's a plethora of kingdom ideology and ideas on the inside of you that insight will come and you just keep on going. You just get another insight. You get another revelation of an idea that'll serve humanity. You know, it sounds like I've been in the boot camp. Hallelujah.
You have, because one of the things you said, never ending increase. And what it is that when God starts to expand you, when God starts to expand your mind and you will see his abilities. You see, when he expands your mind, this is what we are teaching in the Optimize Your Brain Challenge. When he expands your mind, when he expands your brain, then you're getting his ideas. Yours have run out. Is the never increasing, the never stopping. And here it is. I can pour this into you and it can continue to go, because money is nothing but an idea. Money is nothing. Possessions is nothing. That's why he says, I am prosperity, because it means I am the flow. Out of my belly, out of my inner being flows these rivers of living water, as it's talking about in Ecclesiastes 1. It says that it flows out, it flows into the ocean. And then it's flows into the ocean, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight that he's giving you. It's flowing into the ocean of people. And then what's going to happen? They say, I need what it is that he or she has. And they're going to say, I will sell everything I can, because they know it's the cost. It's the pearl of great price. I will pay you whatever it is in order to get this information, to get this wisdom, to get this knowledge, to get this understanding. And then people get upset because you say, what does it cost? It cost you $40,000 for 20 minutes of this. It cost you this. It cost you this, because I have prayed. I have been pressed to get this. And I'm talking about this is what the world is waiting for. This is what the earth is waiting for. This is what is crying out. The earth is crying out for the sons of God to manifest itself, for the kingdom of God to operate the way the kingdom of God is. It's time to get out of what we have talked about, church anarchy. And there is stuff that we have for the world, and there is stuff that we have for the church. And we got to realize this is what Jesus did two things. He had a word that he had for the masses, and then he had a word that he had for the smaller group. We got to start. We got to take his principles. He is the king. This is the way he did it. This is the way we need to do it. There is stuff that I have for the world that I have for the masses, and then there's stuff that we bring into this group that we call the church, that we call our Sunday morning services, our Friday night services, our whatever it is services. These are the things for the inner circle of people, the church. And this is where we have church. This is where we do. And we're operating the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is supposed to expand, just as you said here. That's and right. I apologize. You got 2 minutes. I took up all of that. No, I don't apologize, because that's something that he wanted to get out there. It's real. We got to stop this mess. And what happens if we stop talking about what ain't working and start to talk about and start to see out of the eyes? People keep talking about what ain't working because they ain't got no sight.
That's right.
No sight. You have no sight. So you got to be fillers. You got to fill it up with that mess.
Yeah, because their thinking is so off that, and really it's wrong doctrine that would come from wrong belief systems. And when you get into wrong or negative beliefs, that hinders your ability to think like the Father. And so you can't see past your nose, because all you see is the negative things, or the things like it ain't working, it ain't working, it ain't working. And so, you know, if you keep looking at that, then you'll never see where you need to go. I am so open at this stage of my life. And I'm saying, Father, Holy Spirit, Holy Governor, download the insight, the mindset into me, so I can outwork this thing and be an example of what kingdom life and kingdom living is supposed to look like in this day and time in the earth realm. I'm telling you, oh my gosh, something is being birthed in the Spirit. And you that have an ear to hear, that's receiving this and hearing by the Spirit of God, watch and see. There's some great and wonderful things that are about to be birthed out of your life. I know our time is up. Don't forget, Optimize Your Brain Challenge.
Get in touch with us. And remember to go to Apostle Marshall's Facebook page and get the link for it. And here's the information up here at the bottom. Joe Henry, would you put our information up one more time so that people want to give into the ministry or whatever it is? They can do so. And we want to thank Kingdom First TV for this platform. We love you. And we'll be back next time when we're telling it like it is, the Kingdom of God way. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Kingdom First TV, your station for Kingdom.